On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Hey, welcome to the program. Toria joins us today, as she does on most days that when she's here.
That makes sense.
Hey, Toria.
Hey, Ronaldo.
All right, that's enough.
Stop.
It's enough with the name configurations.
Yes, yes.
Well.
Well, well, well.
It's springtime, isn't it?
No. You know, it's 38 and raining. Again.
Well, where we are, it is.
It probably is everywhere. And when they play in this, it is too. Guess what? It's supposed to get to 48, though. Yay.
Well, the lower half of the country has been enjoying extremely warm weather, and the northeast and northern part of the country, it's been unusually cold.
Oh, good. I'm glad I came back.
Yeah. Well, it only goes to show how the country should be split in two, both politically and according to temperature.
And IQ.
Are you cold? Yes, then that's the part of the country you should stay in.
Hey, you know what my dad told me, speaking when you were nodding your head up and down?
I do nod.
He said in Bulgaria, it's the opposite how they do that. Someone told him. So it must be true, I guess. They say yes and they no.
So no, okay.
This is like a visual. I have to do this on
a TV show. I was just going to point it out.
My head is shaking no, and I'm saying yes. My head is shaking up and down, and I'm saying no.
Isn't that typical? Isn't that typical of a
woman? These Bulgarians. Don't the Bulgarians.
No, it's typical of a woman.
Oh, to say, she says, no, I thought this was my theory, what I do.
When she says yes, she really means no. When she says no,
she really means yes.
As opposed to guys, when they say no, they really mean no. When they say yes, they really mean yes.
They're men of few words.
Well, they don't have any depth, so they have to stick with the literal translation is the problem.
The Neanderthals.
Whatever. Tori, hello.
Hello.
That's it.
Hello.
That'll be the end of this.
I know. I have nothing to say today. I'm vacant, empty.
Yeah.
I'm
vacant, empty, too. You know, it's almost time for my colonic cleanse.
Oh, do you do that once a year now?
I do it every 6 months, actually.
Oh, I missed the last 6 month one, then.
Well, it's not the thing you invite people over for.
Well, you didn't even talk about it, I mean. I don't want to be here, but...
It's not something you talk about either.
You used to say, I lost 5 pounds on my cleanse.
Well, only if it came up. It's not like I walk around going, hi, I'm Ron. I'm going to colonic cleanse. You don't do that.
You do it at home. They used to have places you could go, remember? Like big money, like come and we'll cleanse you.
No, I don't recall that.
Yeah.
Isn't that like called a colonoscopy where you drink
like
all the
spa.
Stuff?
Oh, you got... Wait, whoa. What kind of cleanse are you doing?
I'm doing a dietary cleanse.
Right.
No, I'm not doing a colonoscopy.
No. But I mean, like, they'd have places where they would, you know, do the apparatus and cleanse you and things.
Oh, that's a colonoscopy.
No, it's an enema. Difference? Oh, my God. No.
Oh, my God. What's the difference? If they, how do they enema you?
It's wet and wild.
Well, how do they get it out of you?
What do you mean?
Is it like a drain cleaner? I mean, what is this colonic thing that you're talking about where you go somewhere?
I've never been to one, but I've seen them, you know, advertised on the internet or wherever. You can go there and they'll clean you.
Do they use a plunger?
No, I don't know what they do. But it's like you're supposed to have it done if you'd want to keep your chakras and everything cool. I don't know. Maybe it's a little, you know, metaphysical and not totally on board with reality, but I don't know.
Probably
whatever works.
No, I simply do a dietary thing where I'll eat properly, which is very odd for me, and then I'll drink a lot of things that are colonic.
What does that mean? What's colonic? What do you mean?
Well, things that clean you out. I do a lot of vinegars and horseradish.
Gross.
Yeah, and then I have a couple of witches come over, and I screw them, and there's a ritual involved, and it's pagan. And they take their whisk broom. It's all, they use the handle part.
I never heard of that. I don't want that.
It's very,
that sounds creepy.
Very cleansing.
Weird.
Very cleansing.
Neurotic. I wouldn't do it.
Very, very cleansing. Okay, well, let me make this clear. I applaud the United States striking the Syrian air base in retaliation or statement that chemical weapons are not to be used on your own peoples. I don't know if that was the president that came up with that. I assume that he was advised that by the military, so I'm not giving him credit necessarily for it, only for approving it. But that does not excuse, it does not give you a pass for being a man, and I'm talking about Trump, who is egotistical, manipulative, insulting, loud, tweeting, brash, childish, immature, and petty. You don't get a pass on all of that because you conducted an airstrike. And because of your attitude and your manipulation and you're concerned about poll numbers and how people view you, I don't even know if this was the reason that you did that. Did you do it to increase your poll numbers? You didn't create the Syrian crisis, but maybe you're doing something about it so you can take the focus off of other things that aren't working out for you. And you've done that before, so why wouldn't I question that you're doing it again?
But speaking of Mr. Trump...
I wasn't talking about
him. I know,
him.
But listen, isn't that great? Mr. Trump. I heard him called that on NPR. They don't even say president. I love it. I'm on board with that.
I have a new name for him. I use it all the time now.
What?
Because he coined the phrase, so I use it right back at him.
Uh-oh.
Fake President Trump.
Oh.
I use it constantly.
Yeah, everything's fake. If it's not to him, it's fake.
Right. So that way, I'm using the title respectfully, but I'm also throwing an adjective in front of it.
Can't we just say Trump? Do we have to say anything? Or Drumpf? Or Rump?
I don't even want to say his name.
Yeah. It doesn't compute with me. It never will.
I can't. Ever.
And his son-in-law, Jared, now, do you hear how he's the real Antichrist. I figured it out, James. He's the real Antichrist.
Really?
I think so.
I thought Trump was.
No. Look at this guy, Jared. Will you look into his face, please?
Yeah.
Tell me that is not the face of the Antichrist. Donald Trump looks like a buffoon.
Right,
he Maybe does. Younger he looked like it, but he's turning into a joke.
Do you remember those little troll dolls where the hair was crazy?
Yep, I had one. I loved it. Back in the 60s.
That's what Trump looks like to me and acts like.
He could have his own little keychain.
Yes, that's him.
But he's bad luck.
And then he's surrounded by the Antichrist convention.
Well, they got Steve Bannon out, and they say that Jared was behind him getting out of the National Security Council.
Jared from Subway, who was,
the Jewish son-in-law.
Oh, Murray?
Jared.
Oh, Jared.
Who's Murray? He's the guy in the...
It's a typical Jewish
name. Isn't it? But wasn't he on like a sitcom? Murray. Hey, Murray. It was the fat guy. I don't know. Happy Days? And that was Al.
Yeah.
Well, who's Murray?
I don't know.
There is a Murray.
Anyway.
Yeah, Jared's the Antichrist. You've heard it here, folks.
It's like Comic-Con. It is a convention of Antichrists. They all decided to gather together at the White House and to take a part in things. You know, they keep telling us that we're also all supposed to participate in our government. The Antichrist people said, yeah, okay. And they actually did. And then they found this troll.
He was under a bridge collecting tolls.
Pretty much on our lives. And now he's meeting with the Chinese leader.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't follow it too closely. I get a rash.
this has nothing to do with you following things.
I don't want to.
Just happen to have one.
Yeah.
I like
to watch like the fake presidency of Kiefer Sutherland on Designated Survivor. That's my kind of presidency.
It's more realistic. So he's going. Let's see what he can do. Let's see what he's got.
Everyone's saying that. Let's just see. Let's see.
Well, this is his first thing with diplomacy face to face. He's called
it's
other
his first
other
rodeo.
Actually, he's called other world leaders by stupid names already.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in front of them.
Right.
So this has got to do the Chinese face.
The Chinese face.
I
used to play that game as a kid.
He's probably so ignorant. He'd probably say to the Chinese leader, I really don't care for your chow mein. I swear he would probably
do
something like
that. As a joke, he might do it.
But people don't understand that he's joking.
Right.
Because he's not. Because he really doesn't like the chow mein.
I don't know.
Yeah. Remember when he called these executives to the White House, all these corporate leaders, and one of them was Campbell Soups. And he actually said, it's on tape in the boardroom. Mm-hmm. He leaned over to they were introducing themselves. He says, I'm Mary Chevy, the CEO of Campbell's Soup. And Trump says, good soup.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's good to be here. Ken Frazier from Merck & Co. Inc. Thank you, Mr. President. Mark Field, CEO of Ford Motor Company.
Thank you, Mr. President. Denise Morrison from Campbell Soup Company.
Nice. Good soup.
Thank you.
I mean, that is just so ignorant.
Why? I might have done that.
Well, then...
I'm me, you know, though.
Well, Trump would probably say to the Chinese leader, good chop suey you make.
I love that soup. Right. That soup is so good. I mean, I would do that. Tory would do that. Yeah. So, but Tory's not the president.
No.
Tory's a humorist. So Donald Trump, Donald Trump is a humorist. He's a humorist also, but he shouldn't be president.
He's a show business guy.
Of course, it's silliness. This is all silliness.
I swear, he wakes up every morning. And by the way, he doesn't sleep with his wife. You know, she lives.
I told
in a different
you that
place.
Last.
Right.
Well, we knew that, but I don't. Right. I think they have separate bedrooms. I read that. I think it's true.
Who would want to sleep with this?
You can't.
No. And I'm talking about him.
He just no.
No. He's actually getting sexually motivated by being the president as opposed to having a wife. He's more into the president.
The power.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Bill O'Reilly, did you hear about that
yes.
one? OMG.
Yes. Let's tell people about it for those that don't know.
I can't even believe it.
Bill O'Reilly, commentator on Fox News. Not a news guy, he's but just, idiot. You know, yeah, he's an idiot. And one of these Republican spouters, as you probably know, and he was accused by many of the female employees of sexual harassment in a very forward manner. And in order to ward off these lawsuits, Bill O'Reilly and Fox News paid off these women so that they would drop the suits. And Fox paid the fines. now it's out that that was what occurred.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, because Donald right? Trump pays off lawsuits.
Oh my gosh!
Too. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he actually
he's siding with Bill. I don't see a problem here.
He's defending him.
He's a great guy. He's
yeah,
a great guy.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, you know, in the proper thing to do would be, I'm sorry, I have no comment on this issue, which would be the presidential thing to say.
Right.
I have no comment.
Correct.
But you
instead,
can't do that.
Now he's pissed women off again.
But you're not the right women. All the, you know, no. I mean, the ones that stand behind him still stand behind him. They don't care. I've seen their Facebook pages. They stand, Donald Trump, he's a wonderful guy.
But it's down. The numbers are down if we're going to go by the numbers. What is it with the name Bill that makes you a sexual predator, by the way? Bill O'Reilly, Bill Cosby, Bill Clinton.
Bill Belichick? Not
yeah.
him.
Oh, Bill, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, he actually sexually accosted some of the players.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, Bill Belichick didn't. But I'm just
everyone else named Bill.
I'm noting three very famous Bills that all are considered sexual predators.
Yeah. What about Murray? What's Murray done?
Murray, that's the Jewish. Oh, Bill Murray.
I'm going to figure out.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got it both. Yeah. You nailed it.
Yeah. You nailed it. Yeah.
I saw the movie Lion, by the way. I just want to interrupt and say that
what
really
is it?
Quick.
Is it about a lion?
No, and they don't tell you till the very end why it's named Lion. So you got to stick with it. And that's like in the epilogue, they tell you. Because there's this is based on a true story, okay, about an Indian boy.
Yeah.
So at the end, they show the real person it's based on. I love when they do that because they can see the person now that's been about in all the characters. And it explains the name Lion.
Interesting.
I was so moved. This is such a great film. I wanted to see all the Oscar-nominated movies, and I'm working my way through them because I didn't do it before. And, you know, they're really good. I told you Moonlight, everything, La La Land. Yeah. Some really good movies last year that I totally didn't know about.
Trump's in a lot of these movies, did you know? He's in La La Land, literally. And also, he's in Lion because he does.
Uh-huh.
So he's in all these films.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I do see him in clips of... when he was younger, they have thrown him into like a scene.
Sure.
And I go, this Donald Trump, you know, from older movies too. He actually made appearances like in like a Sandra Bullock movie. I saw him in the, like standing there when she was in New York City. He would just try to get his face in there. So that's why this presidency really, him being hated, he doesn't like it. He wants to be loved and adored. So he's in the bad position now because most people hate the president no matter who he is. You can't have friends when you're a president. Not all friends, all people.
I can't imagine anybody wanting to be president anymore.
No way.
I think it's done.
I don't want to be hated, and I would be, because I can't take things seriously enough. That Tory, she's always with her Campbell's soup jokes. I don't know. We can't trust her. It would be that way, so.
It's true.
I'm not going to run. I decided.
Your life would be exposed. Your past would be exposed.
Yeah, I don't care how much money it is.
Condemned. Your legacy would be
money,
in the
power.
Toilet.
Nope, don't want it.
And as soon as you do something great, that's wonderful. And then the next thing that you do is bad, you remember for being bad.
Would you want to be president?
God, no. God, no.
See?
The only good thing about being president is you can get into movies for free. and probably get a table at a restaurant.
But other than that, I think you can be a celebrity and do that.
Yes, but which is didn't work out for him, so he had to become president.
He didn't even want to become president.
I swear though, when he wakes up in the morning, he says to himself, "What the hell? What the hell did I do?"
Of course.
Well, be careful what you wish
and
for.
And Melania, same thing. You might get it. And Melania is like, "Darling, why did you do this? We didn't agree to this. You said you would run, but now you are the president."
She says, "What did I do for a different reason?"
Yeah. Well, she's got her money, but now she's got more than she bargained for.
She should just sue the guy's ass, take all his money, and just go back to Cramponium, wherever she came from.
I want to see how long this marriage lasts. I really got to stay around and stick around on this planet to find out.
If you use the other marriages he had as a compass, probably not too much longer.
Yeah, because she's getting old. Remember, he said only women, young women are the ones.
Yeah.
He said this with his mouth.
Absolutely, the mouth. And she actually just said, and then they were saying that Hillary was just a quiet person who didn't do anything about it. Look what...
Oh, boy. Well, whatever. I mean, hey, come on.
She actually said, when that tape came out of him with Billy Bush, which is a stupid...
The tape came out of him? Oh, that sounds disgusting. What a visual.
It was colonic. They were on the bus, and Trump was saying that he grabs women's pussy, and he can have anybody he wants, and he's ready. He always has binoculars because he's always kissing the girls.
They fired Billy Bush over that, I heard.
And his wife, the melanoma, she says, whatever the hell her name is, she actually says, well, the guys will be guys. I said, what are you, crazy? What are you screwed up or something? Guys will be guys. This is what guys do.
But you brought up melanoma.
Did I?
I just went to the dermatologist again. when you call Mrs. Trump melanoma, which is very funny.
Thank you.
But it also reminds me about skin cancer.
Right. Because it is.
It is, of course. I don't have it.
Right.
Because it's deadly.
Right.
Luckily. But,
it can be.
It can be.
Yeah.
Sure. I would think so.
Right.
Right away, I'd be like, oh my God, what did I do? And if I caught it, I'd be like, I was in the sun. I did it. Mm. My fault.
Actually, it's not your fault. But go on.
Well, I know. But nothing's my fault, right?
That's not what I mean.
I know. I just feel like I blame myself for everything. But not too much.
Okay.
So the dermatologist, I told him I have some spots on my back.
Yes.
Okay? And I always have women doctors. And my woman doctor decided she was going to do surgery. Loved her, but she switched over. And now I can't. I have to find somebody else. So for the first time, I have a male doctor. I don't like it, really. I mean, he's a nice guy, but I am all about women doctors. Because I've had inappropriate things happen with guy doctors.
Yep,
so a long time ago.
Me too.
Yeah, they're like that. They're like Bill O'Reilly.
That inquire.
Yeah, Trump, Riley, same thing. So, but he's very like nonchalant about everything. And maybe that's a good thing because, you're not an alarmist. Like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And that's how he is. He's like from the 60s, man.
Good.
He's got long hair. Everything. I like him.
I like it too.
Got boots. It's great. It's great. But I'm thinking I think it should be looked at more. It's something I'm familiar with. And I had a problem in my back before. Uh-huh. And he goes, well, we'll see in 6 months.
Yeah.
But he's like, here's some anti-itch cream. And he was, a printout of one. Yeah. Just use that if it's itchy.
I'm sure he's able to spot something looks cancerous.
Well, in 6 months, if I go back and it's worse, I'm going to be like, listen, man, I told you months ago.
Yeah.
And you acted like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And then I get mad.
I don't know, Tori. I mean,
should I be relaxed and not care then?
Do you know this guy?
I haven't seen him for a year. Only because I have to.
And you can get a second opinion.
Yeah, see, I don't like offending people. That's the thing about second opinions.
I understand. Why
unless it's heart surgery or I'm going to take one of my limbs off.
Yeah.
I always feel like, I don't want to. You like that? You don't want to offend your doctor by getting a second opinion. So,
I don't mind that at all.
Really?
Yeah, not at all.
Oh.
Not at all.
I guess it depends.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
No, they usually, because most...
Live 6 months if it festers anyway, right? It's no big deal.
No, it isn't a big deal. It really isn't.
They'll scrape it off later.
Absolutely. Well, they remove it or whatever they have to do.
Okay.
No, it's not that kind of thing. I think they're astute enough to tell if it's something that is a fast-growing, spreading kind of thing.
Yeah.
Most of the skin cancers, like 90% of them, as I understand are very slow moving. And they say, next time. Or if they remove it, they say, I'll set up an appointment for you in 4 months. And you say, but you just said it was cancerous. Yeah, but it's not that kind of thing.
The only thing is with my face. Remember my face a couple of years ago?
I just had something.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But this one was like that for years.
Yes.
And I was always picking it. It was always oozing.
Yeah. Yep.
And I had them look at it, and they sprayed it once and then said, never mind. But I finally said to the doctor again, I said, can you just look at this one more time? She said, oh, fine, but it's probably nothing. She biopsied it, And she goes, if this is cancer, I'll fall off my chair, was her exact quote.
Really?
She called me at 7 o'clock that night, at night, to say, Victoria, I don't know what to tell you, but I can't believe it. It is cancer.
Did she call you from the floor?
I don't. Yeah, I should have said that. Yes. But I mean, I didn't want to be too mean. But you know, really, doctor, so you fell off your chair. Cool. Yeah, but it was two kinds. It was basal and squamous. It was both. They couldn't even decide which one it was. It was so. Yeah. It had been there so many years. Yeah. It had festered into who knows what.
Yeah.
They took half. You saw half my face was off. But then they put it back together.
Yeah, very sweet.
So that's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm thinking that, you know, this could be going on. And he'll be saying it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing until it turns into something. And you can't still couldn't. You can't even know. It's on my back. I can't even get a good look at it.
Yeah, I can't even see it. Well, there are mirrors now. But still, well, I'm glad you're not with the other one then.
That's the one who he replaced her. She's the same one. She said, now no matter what's on you, I'll cut it off.
Well, just because he replaced her doesn't mean he's her.
No, he's the opposite of her, though.
Well, that's fine. Because she was, she said the same thing, basically.
Everything's nothing, damn it.
So then he would be the same as her.
Yeah, he's the same. That's what I meant.
He said he was the opposite.
Oh.
She was the opposite. He was the opposite.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm just glad they removed her.
But she would do anything for me now. She's gone, and he won't do anything for me.
Yeah, but she was, you know, she wasn't. She proved herself to be not good.
Maybe, but she still made my face look good. She did the most.
Well,
surgery.
Under the circumstances, I said there's no reason for you to go to somebody else and say, "Look, I've been through a history of things that were delayed in their diagnosis. I just want to make sure." I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I don't think the doctor would even care about.
No,
that.
No, I thought I didn't say it right then. I should have said more to that effect. Yeah. But I think even still, he's so laid back. I think he's high.
Yeah.
It's just he doesn't care.
Wow.
But that's fine. I mean, maybe it's better to have a doctor like that than one that's all like, oh, we've got to operate. Oh, we've got to do this. We've got to do that. You know? Well, then they just...
Something in between would be kind of nice.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think that they exist. I don't know what they
mean. Yeah, no, that's what I would say. I've had a history of... My history is that something was misdiagnosed
that,
by this very office.
I don't want to
so
bum everybody out, so...
If he's that laid back, he won't care.
Good
at
point.
It that way.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good
All right,
point.
Tori, whatever, man. You want to take another hit of this stuff, man?
I will. Yeah. I'll do it. If you're a doctor and you say it's okay, then I'll do that.
If he says to you, if the second opinion turns out to be something, I'll fall on the floor.
And then it won't get back up for a long time.
Spectacle for me.
Oh, my God. For my celly. Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about something like that.
I was at the Children's Hospital in Boston.
I'm so sorry.
Week.
Oh, you were right?
No, it was my grandson.
Oh, no.
He's better.
What's going on?
He has bad asthma.
Yeah.
And he was having pains.
Yeah.
So crazy good Sam, who was going to chop my dad's leg off one time, thinking, and he's like, oh, no, let's hold on a minute. Time out. And he goes into Boston and he's on blood thinners. No emergency.
Oh.
So over here, good Sam, they're like appendicitis. That's appendicitis probably. You got to go hospital. It was ambulance and by hospital in there to Boston.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that.
Right.
So everything over good Sam, be careful. Grain of salt, people. They're opposite of this doctor. Opposite.
Well, A, I wouldn't have my leg taken off by a local hospital.
Never.
B, second opinion time.
Yeah, there
second
you go.
Opinion time.
That's,
right.
that's when you don't, you're not embarrassed. Right. Well, you know, I kind of attached to this leg.
So,
it's been with me a long time.
So here's the thing.
Right. But that isn't...
So I thought I'd get a second opinion.
Why did you get a second opinion? Where'd your leg go? Well, Rob was talking to Ron, and he said...
What did you do?
I'm going to involve you every time. Well, we did this podcast.
What the hell are you doing with your leg? Well, they told me to take it off.
I didn't want to offend anyone. I'm sorry.
I would have at least asked my dentist what he thought. Anybody.
Why don't you have any teeth anymore? Well, he said they needed to go.
Maybe I should have got a second opinion.
I didn't want to offend him. He's such a nice man.
Okay. But I guess I should have.
Do you have dentures now? So he told me that, and my health insurance covers those.
I guess you can over second opinion things. Like when you go to the doctor and they take your blood pressure, you know, and they go, and you say,
do it again.
I want somebody else to do it.
Two out of three, four out of five.
I want somebody else. Thank you for your opinion. Somebody else, please.
Well, speaking of that damn blood pressure cuff, do you ever have it when it automatically fills up?
Yes.
And on my arm, for some reason, I have a child's arm. Yes. I have a baby arm. It just leaves it on there. And it starts, and I finally, it's like, it's hurting. Is it going to stop? It'll be a minute. Sometimes they're defect. They tell me after, oh, that was a defective machine. And it's squeezing my arm. Once I ripped it off in front of them, because it was killing.
Right.
They leave it on too long. They don't care about you, some of these nurses or triage people. They don't care.
Yeah.
They want their paycheck on Friday, and then they want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
Well,
but
you have squeezy arm condition. Yeah.
I have problems.
I have problems with blood tests. I don't like people sticking things in me.
I used to not mind so much, but the older I get now, I'm getting to the point where I don't want people near me.
I don't either. And I'm talking about socially as well.
Yeah, right. But with the Boston Hospital, when I was there at the Children's Hospital.
Yes, Children's Hospital.
Security up the yin-yang.
Oh, sure.
Why?
Because they take kids.
Okay, is that what it is? Because I thought we were in a high crime area because I couldn't believe all the police. Are they hired? Are they Boston police?
I don't know.
Like a team that they, someone, you know what I started thinking later? There's some celebrity kid in the hospital because that's a world famous hospital.
Maybe so. They do fly people
in. Hired their
in.
Own people because some of those security people were rude. Yeah. And I can't believe the Children's Hospital, who I'm going to talk to about this, they want me to call them, about the rudeness of the staff of these security people. Some of them had different uniforms, so I don't think it's all, I think some of them might be hired by.
How were they rude?
You need to have a pass just to be out eating soup.
Really?
I was told, Ron, you need to have a pass if you go back inside the building.
Yes.
Back inside the area of the emergency room.
Right.
So I figured, well, I'll get a pass then. But he came up to me as I'm eating my dinner. Where's your pass?
Really?
Yeah. This big fat guy.
Oh.
And I wanted to know his name, and he wouldn't give me his name. He says, just keep moving. You have to go get a pass.
Wow.
But the way he did it. And then he gave me dirty looks as I was leaving at 5 in the morning. I was there overnight. So this is the overnight people.
You sure on the building it didn't say Children's Prison?
Yeah, that's it. We got paroled as we left because they make you give paperwork as you leave. You can't just leave, come and go. You can't even leave unless you have paperwork, discharge papers. They don't let you even. I got in the elevator. I got stuck. You know why? You need an ID, which I used. I found out to make the elevator move. Once you're in there, it shuts and you can't.
Children's Hospital.
Yeah, the Children's Hospital in Boston.
Really?
Which has a Ryan Seacrest studio. I walked by that they built.
What?
I swear, he's got a big cardboard cutout of Ryan Seacrest. Look it up online. I looked it up and it is there. But I saw it at night when it's closed. It's all purple lights. It looked beautiful. You can't find pictures of that. I should have taken one.
I'm confused. I don't know. You're still talking about Children's Hospital?
Yes.
And there's a Ryan Seacrest
little studio.
Studio.
And isn't that awesome?
What happens
like
in there? What happens in there?
They broadcast, apparently.
Why Ryan Seacrest?
Because all the kids, remember, they love him. Oh, it's Ryan Seacrest.
I never really would think Mario Lopez, maybe. Or
who? Oh.
Okay.
No.
All right.
It's him, apparently.
That's very odd.
Yeah, so they have, it's like a state-of-the-art hospital where they have to have a state-of-the-art studio and everything. When you're in the elevator, you need a thing
on.
I was beating on the door. I feel like pressing all the buttons, nothing would work till I found the help one. And then someone comes to the intercom and tells me what to do. Because it won't even
move.
You
know what I would do if I were you? I would...
Stay home.
Always. That's what I would do if I were me.
I try to. I'm here, but only because I have to be.
Wait a minute. Bob, she's cleared. It's okay. She can be here. Okay, Bob. Security.
Yeah.
My security people.
Thank you.
I would call Children's Hospital and say...
They want me to, yeah.
Yeah, and say, I was visiting, and I got to tell you, what was with the security? What was going on with that? Made me very uncomfortable and kind of a little abusive. And let them explain it to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's a celebrity that hired his or her own crew, or maybe a custody thing where someone rich has their child there and they don't want anyone to steal their child. I don't know. But it's something weird because it was too many, way too many security there. For any kind of a thing.
Interesting.
Even a prison, it was a lot.
Right. Maybe Justin Bieber was there. Is he too old to be a child?
Yeah.
Well, physically, maybe.
Yeah, physically.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, it's a famous person's child, not a famous child.
Yeah, I understand.
Because there's really not, Shirley Temple, I mean, there's nobody left. I don't know who's
there's
a famous kid anymore.
Left.
Who's a famous kid?
That was it.
Pretty much the Olsen twins, they've grown up. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't follow the kids anymore. I mean, that sounds really creepy.
I think,
sounds creepy.
It does.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't watch MTV or Nickelodeon anymore.
Right,
so I really
right.
Don't
and SpongeBob's
know.
Just a cartoon. So, I mean, there are no little
what?
Kids.
What? Excuse
oh,
me?
My God. I love The Pineapple Under the Sea.
What
oh,
do you
my
mean
God.
It's just a cartoon? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's not a real little sponge running around?
And the guy that invented him?
Oh, man.
What's his name? Mark?
Zuckerberg?
Not him. Mother's
boy. Geppetta?
No.
I don't know who it is.
Is it one of the Bills? They're all molesters. All the Marks are trouble too.
he
just had an idea of the SpongeBob character, and look how it took off. The guy's a billionaire or something now.
Just because he put legs on a sponge.
Yeah, you got to have ideas, Ron.
Yeah,
that's a good
do.
Story right there.
Yeah.
I like a cartoon idea.
You know, I have Bob's a lot Burgers. Of ideas, Tori, but every time I come up with an idea and I go on the internet, someone already has that idea.
Tweak it. Make it different.
So instead of a sponge, I'll make it a little Dobie pad. I mean,
a Brillo pad. He's Brillo abrasive. Pad. He's really.
He's abrasive. Oh, it's abrasive. The abrasive version.
Yeah. But that's like La La Land.
Yeah, I remember.
Not to give it away, but she had her. Yeah. She wrote. Her boyfriend said, "Here's write. Why don't you write a story about yourself? Or your own screenplay. That's how you can make it.
Yeah.
So you write your story of your own life, Ron.
But that's La La Land. That's like not real.
No. Well, yeah. But you know, make the Ron Van Damme like Ron Van Damme as a little popsicle figure, popsicle stick figure, and then.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you can make it like that's an adventure.
The skinniest I've ever been.
Yeah.
You compare me to a popsicle stick.
Keep cleansing. Keep cleansing, babe.
I'm not going to ask for a second opinion on that one.
Right.
I'm going to go with the first one.
That's actually might lose your legs. Lose your popsicle sticks. That hospital.
That hospital, you.
Hey, what about that blinking yellow arrow we keep seeing, which we're going to see again today?
Yes. Tori and I go to do a television show after we do this podcast on a certain day. And there are new traffic light installments, and it kind of was interesting.
I never saw that before.
There's a blinking left turn light. There's a green arrow to make a left turn, and then when it's like fairly dangerous to make the left turn anymore, it turns into a yellow blinking left turn, which means you can still make the left turn, but be very careful.
And it never turns to a red left arrow.
No, it just becomes all red.
Right.
Right.
So that's different to me to see it flashing yellow.
Yes.
Flashing yellow anything. I mean, flashing yellow when you come to an intersection, sometimes you see those in a bumpkin road.
Yes.
Ooh, flashing yellow light.
But here's the thing. When you have traffic, mm-hmm. And the cars are coming the other way, you would always not be able to make a left turn unless you were damn careful. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I have to bring this up then because that's very important. Someone was just killed in New York City, and this happens all the time, a pedestrian.
Yes.
Okay? But you press those walk buttons.
Yes.
Okay, you're supposed to, cars stop.
Correct.
That are going this way across where you're going to be walking.
Yes.
But the right on red is where she got hit and killed. These people, they do it in Florida. I was watching it happen. I go, Miranda, I said, check this out. We press the button, and these cars are still, you got to watch because they're taking these right turns.
Because to me, When there's a little figure on the thing of a person walking and it sometimes has the seconds you have, it's telling me, don't worry, I got you covered. It's totally safe.
It's not.
And I thought those things don't go off unless all traffic is stopped in all directions coming from all
but
streets.
But right on red, people don't even care. They don't think. And that's how they're nicking people.
But you can't make a right on red in the city, though.
People do.
But people do. But you can't.
Well, it's in Florida, there's not even that rule.
I know.
But people are doing it. And I'm like, look at this, Miranda. I don't even understand how we press the button and they're taking it. They could hit us with a baby right now. And someone died. A one-year-old died in New York City last month.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the baby stroller. She died. That's not the woman, sorry. It's the baby that died. I don't trust these crosswalks then because I don't know what's going to happen. In the city, maybe you're right in Boston, but other places, Brockton, anywhere, they can take that right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're gone, man.
Yeah, those blinking signs, and I'm not saying that there's a curse word in there. I'm just saying that they actually do.
Those bleeping signs.
But when they say it's okay for the pedestrian to cross, I do take it as if all corners have been stopped for you to do this. But you're right. In many cases, that is not the case. It's simply the traffic that you're crossing, not the other way.
You know how they fixed it in Torrey Street, in Belmont Street,
which
right
is
in Brockton?
After you.
Right. West and Torrey somewhere. Uh-huh. They have, I've seen it happen because I've been sitting at the light and I'm like, where is happening? No one's moving. I went, someone pressed the button. So we all did stop.
Correct.
And they put up signs, no right on red, no right on red.
Yes.
You have to have the signs in addition.
Right.
To explain to dum-dums, because
true.
Obviously it was becoming a problem when people pressed that button, still people were still taking that right, and they could be hit.
Here's what I never understood.
Mm-hmm.
Why a citizen cannot sue a town or a city. Now, I know that if they do, the money comes out of the citizens anyway, because towns and cities are not companies.
Right.
But they have to be held responsible for what they put out. You can't just put signs up or not put signs up and then say, well, whatever happens, happens.
They think they're covered if they have that sign, though, don't they?
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords. Create unique ones and keep them safe. Next, look for and install security updates from device manufacturers. Also, have an active firewall for your home router. And consider using a professional installer to set up your new devices. Easy tips from the Consumer Technology Association to help keep your devices secure.
Wildlife poaching doesn't just happen in faraway places. It's a crime committed against countless wild animals all around you. Poachers don't care about hunting seasons, endangered species, or even the safety of other humans. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, which protects wild animals through habitat preservation and by confronting cruelty, needs your help. Learn your state's wildlife laws, so when you witness a crime against a wild animal, you can report it immediately. Help protect wildlife at wildlifelandtrust.org.
You know what it is, Tori? What I've learned in my elder age is...
Everyone's in a hurry?
No. No matter what the signs say,
right,
always assume that people may not abide by them.
Oh, they can't read English.
True.
They're just driving.
Yes. When I see a red light, and I'm stopped at a red light, mm-hmm, and it turns green, sometimes I go immediately. Sometimes I actually look both ways and see if those cars coming from the other from the side direction actually did stop at their stoplight, because maybe they didn't.
That reminds me of one of the only jokes I know. Mm-hmm. Do you know jokes? Do you tell jokes?
Not well.
Well, this one, I hope I can tell it well now. I'm not a good joke teller, but right, I do know it. Mm-hmm. This guy was with his friend, and they're driving along, and they get up to the light, and it's a green light, and he stops. And he goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Don't worry, my brother does it all the time."
Is that
No. I bit it backwards. I already screwed it up.
All right. We'll try it again because
It
was mildly humorous.
All right. Just forget everything you heard.
All right.
Forget everything you heard.
Okay.
We'll reverse it.
Okay.
Guy's driving along with his friend.
Yes.
He gets to a red light.
Yes.
He goes right through it as fast as he can. And he goes, What do you do? He goes, "Don't worry, my brother does it all the time." They keep going. Another red light. He goes, bam, right through it. He goes, "Again, what are you doing?" He goes, "Don't worry, my brother does it all the time." Mm-hmm. Get up there, and he gets to a green light, and he stops. And he goes, "Okay, what are you doing?" He goes, "My brother might be coming."
Now that's funny, Troy. Now that's funny.
This is good, because I, you know, started out wrong.
Better.
I don't tell jokes.
The length of the first joke was not
too
long.
I know.
It just kind of ended really quickly.
They did it backwards. So
this was cool.
Yeah. I've never told it. I just remembered
really
it. So I remembered it different. Okay.
You can actually go to a party now.
I can.
You've got a joke to tell.
I have a couple. So yeah, in my repertoire. I got to get more. It's good to have jokes, but I don't want to be that guy that does all the jokes.
No, nobody wants to be that.
Unless
but every
funny.
Once in a while, it can come up. But that's a problem. The subject matter has to come up before you can tell a joke like that.
Yeah. And it just did perfectly.
Yeah.
Nice segue.
You're welcome. But, you have the script in front of me, but that's not the point. It's just when you go to a party, you have to somehow get into, for example, let's say I'm you and I'm going to a party. And, "Hi, Ron, would you like a drink?" "Oh, I don't drink because I may have to drive home." Speaking of drive, here's a funny
oh,
joke.
No.
You have to work into
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah, because then you're like, "Oh, he's been waiting to tell that joke."
Yes,
you can tell
they're chomping
at the bit. It's going to be a long night. Who invited Ron?
Right. We thought it would be fun, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
mm-mm.
That's what happens.
Usually, always.
Yeah. Do you have fluoride in toothpaste?
Of course.
Of course you do.
I guess they make it without it for the weird hippies.
Yeah, well, now,
like
if you go online, I don't know if it's fake news or real news, but apparently fluoride now is not really good for you.
Oh, my God. Yes, it's fake and it's
old. Well, it's okay in toothpaste because you brush with it and you spit it out. But I guess in the 50s or early 60s, they started putting fluoride into drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And some towns have it and some towns don't. And apparently in the drinking water, you're actually swallowing the fluoride. And it's getting into your system year after year, decade after decade. And they found it to be quite harmful to
really?
Your
system. Really? I thought they did that because it was necessary to keep people's teeth strong. Because the kids, you know, they weren't brushing or weren't this.
Correct.
They couldn't afford dentists. So they fluoridate the water.
Correct. But apparently, they didn't think about the quantity of water that people are drinking, and that the amount of fluoride that is in your system at any given moment is like way too high.
Maybe that's why those bottled water sales just take off. People just don't trust what's coming out of their tap.
There are some towns in some states that usually if you're on a municipal water system that carries a good number of towns, there's fluoride in it.
Mm-hmm.
In Massachusetts, in the city that you live in, and I don't want to say which one it is necessarily, mm-hmm. there is no fluoride because they do their own water.
Well, there was supposed to be. There's been a whole lawsuit for that going on for 30 years, according to my father.
Boston, Cambridge, many of the surrounding towns are on a system. They have fluoride. And this is apparently now a big argument. It's almost like climate change where some people say, horrible, and other people
well,
say
these are the anti-vaxxers. I'm pretty sure it's
Tor,
a lot
I don't
of these.
Know. There's a lot of stuff. See, they find things out only when I get old. If they found this stuff out earlier, it wouldn't be so bad. But why are they telling me after I've been doing it for decades?
Hey, you're still alive. It's not that bad.
Barely. Have you looked at me recently?
Oh, I see you. You look fine, Ron. I think you're trimming down, actually. I think you're cleansing.
I am cleansing. I'm being very careful what I put into my body. I haven't had sex in a long time.
Really? Yeah, there's nothing to miss.
I'm very careful.
I will always use fluoride, but I probably won't drink it because I don't know.
It's
and not that I think anything's wrong. Like these, like it's all well, you can't do this. It's very bad for you. I think it's fine, but. I don't drink water anyway, Ron, so I don't think I'm in any danger. Yeah.
Well, you are missing a life source.
Unless they put it in whiskey, then I'm in some trouble.
You're missing a life source. Yeah, you don't drink that much.
I don't drink at all.
No.
Hardly at all.
No.
I like a beer.
You should drink more.
It was funny because we went to that art show, and they had beer.
Right.
And I didn't realize that they have a cup of clear beer that's like their display beer.
Yes.
Then they had beer behind them.
Right.
She gives me the Guinness. I said I didn't like Guinness, and she just pushed it and pushed it. She's like a pusher. She's a pusher lady.
She's a pusher.
She pushed that Guinness right on me.
Right.
Made me drink it.
She's a drug.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
She didn't card me.
Right.
Do I look that old?
Well,
I don't know. I guess, but you know.
She did card you, she didn't card you?
She didn't.
Well, no, she wasn't carding anybody there. I saw a five-year-old kid. He was
wasted. Oh, my God.
Well,
in Europe, you can do that, right? You can have wine. So why even bother? It's a little sip. But she gave me, you know what it was? It was chocolate. It was chocolate Guinness.
I had that, too.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
so,
it wasn't
you know
that
what?
Great either.
Yeah, but why couldn't I try some piss color beer?
Yeah.
I get annoyed with that. I don't like dark beer, and I tried to tell her that.
Well,
she's giving it to
far,
me anyway.
How far did she push you or, I was going to say piss you, off.
To where I would be uncomfortable to disagree with her. Like, I didn't want to offend, like the dermatologist. I don't
we're
want
getting
to,
into the second opinion. Yep.
I would rather have that beer.
Mm.
She probably would have said, sure, here you go. But I was so iffy and hedgy and, okay.
Well, perhaps they had an overabundance of
Yeah, they had
the
an overabundance.
Beer. Yeah. And that's why they were pushing it. Did they also push cocaine and
heroin? I don't know. I doubt it because I think that's illegal. Mm. But to push a Guinness beer on someone that obviously doesn't say they don't like it, what's your problem, man?
Yeah, man.
You think you're going to make a sale?
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy your beer.
Yeah.
No, I'm definitely not going to buy it.
Okay.
I'm not going to run around and get your autograph either and get anybody's autograph. Not doing that to get a wooden flower pot.
Fine, okay.
Not doing it.
Nobody knows what you're talking
about.
Anyway,
they shouldn't. I shouldn't. I'm in a bad mood.
no.
But I want to give a shout out to Ines.
Yes, hi, baby.
Ines. Ines loves the Easton Cable show. So I'll shout out to her on the show. She doesn't even listen to this. She doesn't know. Ines, never mind. You're not listening. So, but we'll shout out on the show she does watch.
What's a shout out? I mean, I know what it is, but I don't understand why that came into
I don't know,
being...
except that you're bringing something up, not really loudly necessarily, but in fact, the fact that you're stopping, and maybe you just started out loud, like maybe they started it at like football rallies or something.
Yeah. Hey, Bob.
Know.
Hey, Bob. I wanted to say hello to you. That's a shout out.
Yeah. Again, something to Google. Odd. I need to make a Google list.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by the phrases that we use in everyday life that... and nobody knows where it came from or even what they're saying. It's just because other people say it.
Like, what's a podcast? What's a pod?
Said a pod, for me, it's something that a pea goes into.
That's what we're doing. We're doing a vegetable show.
But I'm in a bigger container than that.
I know.
I don't understand that either. That has to be Googled
We
as
have
well.
To do podcast and shout out. I need to know these. There's and you said it's just someone's opinion, though.
Yeah, it is someone's
opinion.
When
we look
it up. It's something that probably caught on.
All right.
Like some type of sexual disease.
God.
Mm.
That's funny because I was laughing at the beginning of the show because sometimes I read your little things, your icons on your computer, and this one says Harp Magic. I read it as Herp Magic. That's why I laughed a little. I didn't want to laugh too loud, but it's just like I'm a little dyslexic, and yeah. I read things funny and wrong and backwards.
I do that all the time.
That's how I get my laughs.
For decades and decades, when I would be driving in the country, I would see cars. I would see signs for corn, and I always thought it said naive corn, like
because it's native.
It's native,
but you're right. You're right.
What I always saw,
yeah.
And I thought, how stupid can this corn be?
It's gonna get caught.
Right.
It's gonna get chopped up and boiled.
Right.
It's gonna get eaten. There's corn and everything.
You are such delusional corn, you.
Yeah. Oh, I do stuff like that all the time. Oh my god.
But
gosh.
That went on for years.
Does it still go on?
No, because I know now.
Well, that sign's fixed. What about some other ones?
Fix the sign. No, they all said.
You got grumpy potatoes? I don't know.
They what all else? Said native, but I always read it as naive.
Yeah, that's a child thing. It's a children's thing. Yeah. You were a child, right?
No, this was last week.
You were in the country driving for years? You're going to get lost out there.
I didn't have any GPS. I recognized it maybe, 5-10 years ago, but I spent most of my life.
5 or 10 years
ago.
Just since last week. I've been cured. I went to bed until I was 14. I stopped when I was 14.
I spent most of my life thinking that the corn was naive, when indeed it was probably smarter than I was.
It was native.
Yeah.
There was a T there. Can't you see it there?
I'm also annoyed by smart being used as an adjective for every product now, and it makes me feel stupid.
Are people doing that?
Everything is smart.
Smartphone?
Smartphone.
Oh, smart TV,
I have a printer. It's a smart printer, a smart TV, a smartphone, smart eating, smart...
Smart ovens, smart microwaves?
Yes.
No way.
And they're used for, I guess, technological purposes, smart lighting.
Now
everything is smart, but I never referred to me as smart.
Oh, I'm not going to say it now.
It's
always, think it's overused.
It is overused.
I don't like overused expressions. I'm never saying it now.
You know what else is overused? HD. It sometimes things or products are HD and it has nothing to do with what HD
high
is.
High def, right?
Yes.
But it could be hard drive.
It could be, but everything that's like really special and clear now is HD for some reason and it doesn't even make any sense.
What about SD?
That's a sexual disease again.
No, but I mean, my TV, sometimes I can watch it in HD or SD.
Oh, SD is standard digital.
Oh.
That's the squarer picture, the ones that you're used to. The HD is the long rectangle one.
See, you know more than you let on.
See, like that monitor over there, that's an SD.
Oh.
This is an HD.
Whoa.
See, the size is different. It's more oblong,
rectangle. That's what she said.
Thank you very much. I think we're out of time.
That's awesome.
Somebody is going to win the prize, and I don't know
who. The prize. Shout out to you, my friend. Shout out to you and your podcast. We must look up shout out and podcast. This is very important.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.